Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And you know that everything is a pattern? Everything. We live in a universe of math, of algorithms, of all kinds of patterns, of reality, of consciousness. Our bodies are patterns. We live out patterns in our lives. And that's why intuition is important, because it senses all these patterns, and it reads them, and it understands how they work. And therefore, we can have better strategies, and we can do all kinds of healing work with these patterns, put them back in alignment, figure out what goes wrong, so that we can realign patterns. And so much of life, it's good to be conscious of this, because otherwise, we almost become victims of a reality that we don't realize how much we can manage and control and be aware of once we plug in deeper into the nature of this reality. And so I thought I'd have some people who I've worked with over the years with intuitive healing to plug in, who really understand the nature of this and how it's helped them and people around them in their lives. And so right now on the line, we have Terrence Mann, who's a remarkable coach of elite runners. He's been coaching the world's top runners for many years and understands intuition to help them do a better job. Hi, Terrence.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
Good. I'm so glad that you could talk with us, because you've seen how we can know things that using intuition that other people can't figure out, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, how's that worked in your life? What I mean, how do you see that in the people you work with in your own life?
Yeah, I mean, it started first with myself. I remember, you know, one of my first sessions with you, coming to see you for an injury, and for you helping me connect the dots. In terms of, yeah, what are my patterns, you know, my tendencies, patterns of overuse, things that I did to kind of get myself into trouble and put myself in an injured state. And you know, on top of the healing work, giving me kind of an awareness to how could I come to look at that, and then, you know, give me, you know, a sort of a blueprint of what my body was like, what my mind was like, which then, you know, obviously carried on to a lot of the athletes that I've worked with over the years, you know, so that I tried to balance their training and you know, connect them to keep them healthy. Obviously, you know, things go awry here and there, and being able to work with you to get that more objective viewpoint, so to speak, of using your intuition in terms of how did that, you know, what's going on with this athlete's body and how can I help them make it better. So I think that combination of, you know, like you said, the patterning, using the intuition, trying to find these, you know, certain healing modalities that could help my athletes perform at their best has been a huge part of, you know, our success in keeping everyone healthy and just learning more about themselves.
Now, we're looking at physical, but actually many of the times where I've been able to help you is intuitively plugging into the emotional story of these athletes to see what's getting in their way in their lives psycho-emotionally and how that interferes with the excellence of their body.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you were one of the first ones to help me understand that mind-body connection and absolutely that psycho-emotional connection, because it's so much, and it's influenced me so much, it's how I can see, you know, the whether we're going to have success or failure with an athlete is mostly comes from that psycho-emotional side and what I'm seeing displayed with the athletes.
Right, because our bodies really are a reflection of these patterns of life that we're born into that either can operate smoothly or not. And then we can get in our own way by self-destructive patterns.
Yes, absolutely.
And you see that. I mean, you work with a lot of young runners who then mature into master runners, actually. And mm-hmm. And you see how they've had to grow and change their psychological way of managing lives by healing, doing a lot of healing about their lives and their families and their relationships, right?
Well, yeah, without it, I mean, for me, my whole goal is managing stress and finding that balance. And as an athlete, we tend to think of stress just as the physical stressors of training, you know, of all the running volume that they do, of the weight work and the stretching and things like that. But, you know, the key thing in it all is managing that emotional stress and teaching an athlete to understand their own emotional stresses and how that plays into it. The stresses that they bring emotionally to training and get them to understand that what they're bringing to the table from that emotional standpoint is affecting the physical output that they're trying to do. And as they grow and mature, the more that they can learn about themselves emotionally, I think the more they can drive their training into a more productive manner and learn what the pitfalls are that they tend to get into emotionally that therefore affect the physical performance.
Right. And it's not just knowing about that. Intuitively, we can actually tap into their particular issues and identify stressors in their lives, in their families, in their relationships, and about themselves that they might not have even realized before. But with intuition, we can see those patterns working and inform them about it so then they can make those changes, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely the case. I mean, it's, for us, I think that's our starting point from everything is using that intuition to find those things.
Right, and that's what's amazing. And you took classes, you took a workshop in Heart River. We're having a new program coming up in a couple of weeks to teach people intuitive healing. And I remember you were amazing. You really got into it and understood these patterns. You were flowing with them, and it was really great. So there's an empathy that you have that we should all develop, and we can all develop once we open up to that there's an inner patterning system that's not obvious, and then that drives us.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I definitely was one of these people who came into things from a very logical, you know, normal construct of what we think of as reality and the general laws of things. But, you know, the intuitive work and, you know, those classes and the learning definitely expanded my mind to understand what, you know, what I guess I call possibility thinking and, you know, opening my mind to what that power is of the intuition of the other side of what is really real, really changed my viewpoint of how I see things and how I help people. And I think that's
right.
Been probably one of the most productive assets.
Yeah, and that's a great goal is to be able to see beneath the surface. And you're really, that's one of the great skills that you have in coaching and training these top world runners. So, Terrence, I know you're at the track now in New Mexico, calling from the track, and I really appreciate you calling in. You still have a workout to do, right?
Exactly. I have to go put my intuitive work to work right now, actually, with a couple of my athletes who are looking to try to make the Olympic Games.
Oh, that's great. Terrence Mahan, thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Thanks, Peter. It's an honor. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. And now we actually have a call from somebody who studied in Heart River years ago and is a remarkable intuitive healer himself, Steve Gottlieb. Steve, welcome.
Peter, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Thanks so much for calling in.
It's my pleasure.
You're somebody who really got it.
Yeah, thank you. I mean that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it really moved you forward and dramatically into a universe that you had no idea about.
Yeah, like your previous caller, I approached things very logically. So this opened up a whole world of possibilities. And once I got it, that I could function in that world, everything shifted for the positive for me and all the people that I work with now.
Well, that's the point, is that once you learn these things, you can't help but want to share them.
Yeah, that seems to be, sometimes I seem like I'm a zealot. I'm always out there trying to inform people about these techniques and how intuition comes into play.
Right. That's a world that most people have no idea. I was just even realizing it this morning, talking with somebody, how the outer reality runs us. And we don't realize that there's an inner patterning reality that is actually running us.
Oh yeah. I've been really studying up a lot on neuroscience now. And then and you hear people say it all the time, but it seems to be reasonably true as far as we can tell. Most people are only aware of the 5% of their consciousness that they're operating from, and they think that's the 100%. But there's this 95% of subconscious programming that is, who knows what that's influenced by. It's many, many factors. But that's what's really running the show. And when I work with people, I'm there to help them to sort of see what's going on under the surface that goes beyond what they're cognitively thinking is reality. Does that make any sense?
We don't even realize that our personalities are patterns that we were born with.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I always tell parents that you're lucky if you have more than one child, because then you don't realize it's all your fault. Well, then you realize it's not all your fault. It's just that every child is born so different from another, and so parents, you know, if you only have one child, you think, oh my God, look what I did to this kid.
Yeah.
But actually, we're born into particular destinies of who we're here to become, different personality traits. And we see that in everyone around us. We don't realize how much of it can be understood and help people know themselves better by being able to look at these patterns through many different glasses of insight, our intuition, you and I, and we can just plug into people's worlds and see the patterns at play in their lives and help them understand themselves better. And then we can use things like some people use astrology. I use human design. There are the destiny cards. There's numerology. There's so many ways that we can identify these patterns at work in very, very clear, concise traits that people can't help but live out in their lives. So we have all of these abilities to work with, to identify patterns, and then to help people live better in their patterns. We're not trying to change people. We're trying to help people be better at who they are.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, my life changed significantly once I learned about human design. And the way I help people is by listening to very, very carefully to the stories they're telling me, because there's my intuition grabs onto a particular phrase that they might just run right over and continue to tell me the story and go, wait, go back. That thing you said has incredible power. It's like grabbing a tiger by the tail. When I start chasing that around, it leads us to find deep cores of emotional trauma and other things that we can release through our healing work. And then once that's gone, their whole thinking about those situations changes, what psychologists call a cognitive shift. And then I can sense that shift in them, because now they're speaking clearly once they've released the emotional trauma and that effect. I can't tell you how many people that I work with over time that I refer to you for human design work, because they really need to see that they're built in certain ways and not to feel ashamed or embarrassed or at fault or guilty for behaving in certain patterns. So it really, really can open people up. The intuition drives us to be able to see the underlying roots that people are so blinded to because they're used to doing it all the time. They just expect that that's who they are. But they don't see how they're tied to underlying patterns that can be shifted through our work.
Right. And so healing operates on many different levels. Some of it is about information. I always say that it's really important to use information to make changes. And that's information about everything, including our nutrition, our lifestyle, mm-hmm. our relationships, and ourselves. And then there's also energy work, which you do and I do, that just gets rid of the static on our lines.
Yeah, not only does it get rid of the static, it actually reprograms and reprocesses the way our brain processes stress and trauma and events that happen in our life. Yeah, so we are energetically shifting things, and those energetic shifts that we do literally have a physical impact on the body's way it processes stress.
Right. The energy actually creates more clarity and calm so that we can see how to keep that going.
Yeah, well, once the nervous system is rewired, the thing that you're thinking about that is distressing to you is no longer distressing, and you can see it with more clarity.
Right. I mean, that's the real opportunity is that we manage life with more command. We're in control when we see the patterns at work, and then we can work with them without them, you know, controlling us. Even though they do,
we can start to see the patterns instead of having them act out automatically as automatic programs, and then we're going, oh, my God, here I'm doing it again. I don't know what to do about it. We actually get to the point where we might be able to recognize the beginning of that, but because we don't activate fight or flight or other programs in our body, we can be present with what's happening, and we can work our way through it in a different way, in a more positive way, instead of being victim to old habits.
Right. And lately I've been using a lot of algorithms, which are numerical sequences that shift consciousness.
So yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with that. And I wouldn't have any idea if I wasn't introduced to some of that work originally that we did in our work together at Heart River.
Right. Well, that's what Heart River is there for, and we do have a big program coming up on the 26th, Thursday night. It's going to be an online 4-week program for intuitive healing. And people can learn to be intuitive and learn to heal through intuition and use the tools of it to help others and help themselves. So hopefully people, will want to join that program and be online. It's a webinar. It's actually, a video, so they can watch me teach it from their phones or from
certainly hope that anybody was curious, like I was curious, to go check it out, because it could really completely change your perspective on who you are and how you can behave in the world in a more successful way. And if you decide to do healing work with others, it's a fundamental, it has the fundamental components that you need in order to do that work well.
Right, and you showed up at Heart River years ago, and you were quite an innocent guy, just interested, curious, and your life changed.
Yeah. I said, well, I'm going to go to a weekend workshop because I'm just curious about this thing, and then I just couldn't leave it at that.
Right. But it's fascinating, once we understand how we can tap into the patterns of reality and be more in command of them.
It took me a while in my work to really step into that intuition. Once I knew I had permission to get intuitive hits and validate that with the muscle testing that we do, I made a commitment to use that, because it was like the universe was giving me a mechanistic way of being absolutely sure that the information I was getting was important, as opposed to me just thinking I was just fantasizing or making this stuff up. And once I got that and made a commitment to that conviction that the universe is providing me with good information, now the information comes to me much, 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 much easier. So when I'm working with people, sometimes I'll just get quiet and I'll say, well, now it's time to see what information information is coming from intuition, and it's just amazing what happens when I have insights that I share with clients. I say, what does this mean to you? I don't know what this means. This is what I'm getting. And they tell me exactly what it means to them, and all of a sudden it opens up a whole other doorway to step into.
Right. Yeah, it's been wonderful over the years watching students experiment with their intuition and being shocked how well it works.
Yeah.
Great. And then, you know, that's part of why I do teach muscle testing and self-muscle testing, too, and using other divining tools so we can get feedback. I always say that it's great to have a dialogue in the universe, and so we can use our muscles that turn on and off in according to truth or not, to yeses and nos, and it opens us up to a consciousness of dialoguing, and all of a sudden our inner hearing opens up, and we start hearing things that we say, well, where did that come from? Okay, I guess I'll go with that, and then we find out that it turns out to be totally true.
Absolutely. That's exactly the way it happened to me, and I would encourage anybody who's listening that said, well, never really been confident in my intuitive gifts to go through this process and develop that confidence, because even though it's subtle, it's incredibly powerful when it shows up.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And Steve Gottlieb, it's so great to talk with you. Now, you're up in Westchester.
I am.
What's a good phone number for people to reach you at?
Well, if anybody wants to talk to me, I'm happy to speak with them about my work and about how that might help them or what they might be thinking about. My number is 914-997-7873.
Okay. And you have a website?
I do. It's called www.empoweryourtrueself.com. All one word, empoweryourtrueself.com.
Steve Gottlieb, thanks so much for being the guest on Energy Sue today.
Peter.
Hello? Steve, maybe I lost you?
Okay. Peter?
Yes, Phyllis.
Hello? Hi.
Hello,
hi,
Phyllis.
How are you?
Oh, good. Phyllis Norte, thanks for calling. And I know I asked you to call in because you haven't been, I don't think you took the Heart River Intuitive Healing Program. But you've been using it a lot.
Right, exactly. I guess my schedule has been really tight, and I would love to take the program, but right now it's a little tough for me. But,
yeah, I know. You work very hard.
What's
great is that, you know, we've worked for years, and I've also worked with so many of your family members. And it's really about uncovering solutions that people wouldn't normally be able to see or understand, because we can intuitively look at the patterns in people's lives, and not only emotional, psychological, but also even look at their bodies remotely. Because a lot of times you ask me to look at your family members remotely, and over the phone with you, I can see what they need, what their issues are.
Exactly. And that's what I find so fascinating, too, because there is so much available out there, and sometimes you just don't know what to go for. And if something may sound good, or you think, oh, maybe I really do need this, but without connecting with you, I don't think, you know, we would have made as wise choices. And you tell us about how our different energy patterns are usually what ends up in you deciding or getting a message of this particular course of action is needed for this result.
Right.
So we've all
been
tapping, very happy over the years.
Yeah, I've been tapping into the energy fields. I can feel the energy fields, and I teach that in the school, how to feel energy fields of people remotely and then see what's missing, see what's out of balance, and what needs to be added to their, let's say, their lifestyle. It could have to do with their eating habits or nutrients.
And I think it's also interesting that, you know, you can't even look at it from, like, a genetics view. It's really energy, because within my own family, our patterns are so different that, you know, what's good for my sister is not good for me. And, you know, you can't make that kind of assumption.
Right, because everything out there that's good for you isn't necessarily good for her.
Right, mm-hmm.
And only,
exactly.
Only through intuition can you really discover, and quickly discover, which patterns of which nutrients and which foods and what lifestyle, what kind of behavior is needed,
right.
needed to change.
Yeah, so I think all of our, you know, everyone in my family, that our health has greatly improved and been maintained through the suggestions that you've given us over the years. So that's why I feel like it's important that we have to connect with you, especially me, on a regular basis, just to touch base, you know, and get a reading to find out, okay, where am I a little off the path? And, you know, especially like with seasons changing, that for my personal preference, that's when I like to connect with you, or the beginning of the year when you have that thought of renewal, of regeneration, and okay, let
oh,
me,
good.
You know, tap in and to you,
right.
and then see what you know you think is, the, you know, what messages you're getting are the next phase for my health or my development.
That's great
so
to know.
I really
thanks.
Appreciate
Phyllis,
the talks.
Phyllis, yes, thank you so much, Phyllis Norte. Thanks so much for calling into Energy Stewards. So I'm so glad to have talked with you today.
You're welcome. Okay,
take
care.
Have a good day. All right, bye. And bye-bye. And so this is Peter Roth, and I'm the director of the Heart River Center for Intuitive Healing, and our website is heartriver.org, and we have a program coming up on the 26th on Thursday nights for Intuitive Healing Empowerment. It's 4 Thursday nights in a row, and hopefully you're interested in learning more about it, and I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. And I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.